WNYC has been reporting on the North Shore of Staten Island, where residents are bracing for change. More than $1 billion in development is being spent around the ferry terminal, and the city wants to rezone and revitalize a stretch of Bay Street just south of there. In the middle of it all is the spot where Eric Garner died after a police officer put him in a chokehold in July of 2014. As WNYC's Jessica Gould reports, local businesses are struggling with that legacy and anxious about the future.
I was walking down Bay Street when I saw the sign painted on a window gate. In bright red letters, the word "Breathe." I assumed it was a memorial to Eric Garner, but then I looked closer. It says this block has been overrun by criminals, violence, and addicts.
We are slowly being choked, and we can't breathe.
That's Jaffer Jeshbatraj. He owns this building, and he made the sign with his tenant, an artist whose gallery is on the first floor.
Almost every day I see somebody ODing. Almost every day I see a fight. Almost every day I see somebody trying to mug somebody or rob somebody.
Jeshbatraj says vagrants gather in Tompkinsville Park across the street. Alcoholics stumble around the sidewalk. Heroin dealers hang out on his stoop. He used to call 311 for help, and some say those calls led to Garner's death. Jeshbatraj did complain about someone named Eric, but he says it wasn't Eric Garner.
It was a sociable and lovable guy. I don't think anyone on the block had a problem with Eric Garner.
He says the cops who walk the beat now do the best they can, but he believes they've pulled back because of all the publicity around Garner's death, and the criminals have become more brazen. He hoped his sign would call attention to the problem, and it has sparked some intense reactions.
I think it's horrible because he went a little bit too far when he added, "Now I can't breathe." I mean, come on.
Doug doesn't want to give his last name, but he says he made the real memorial to Eric Garner. Photos, flowers, a Pan-African flag in a plastic box right where he died. Doug sells odds and ends on some sidewalk tables.
So I'm going to make a little flea market here for black and minorities to come in and sell stuff without being harassed and jacked up by the cops.
As we talk, a fight breaks out a few feet away.
I think he was beating on his wife. I don't know.
I just told her. I said it's 4 or 5
fights
on
the block. I just came out of school.
Well, you should keep walking. It's a dangerous block.
Along the block, people say the area has always been rough, and it's gotten worse since Garner's death. They say crime is up and business is down. Muhammad Alameen says he had to lay off 2 employees at his discount store.
And now very hurt, very hurt. You know, I cannot do like whatever my kids want, anything. If you want something, it's very hard to give them.
Police department statistics show felony and misdemeanor arrests are up on the North Shore since Garner died. But there aren't numbers for this one block. I talked to the commanding officer of the precinct and he agrees. The park has problems. He says the opioid epidemic is a factor. But he says the police are doing their job. 2 cops are assigned just to this spot, part of the broader shift to neighborhood policing. And as I walk around, I see them write tickets, pour out liquor bottles, and help a man who passed out into an ambulance.
Hospital. See, hospital.
And they aren't the only ones watching this block. City officials want more development here. I met up with Len Garcia Duran from the city planning department at a street fair called St. George Day. He's talking up plans to rezone and revitalize Bay Street with more housing and retail.
Having the rezoning, more residences and businesses in the area take ownership of the area gives an opportunity to both rethink and reprogram the park and make it a real town center that it should be, as opposed to a place that people try to avoid, sadly, today.
He says this festival should give me a sense of what could be. Food, live music, plenty of people milling around. But while I'm here, I watch someone who overdosed get carried away from the park on a stretcher. Back at the discount store, Muhammad Alameen says he's in favor of the city's plans.
It would be like more people, more careful, everything, more cops, you know.
But Katie McCarthy is skeptical. She's co-owner of Everything Goes Bookstore and Cafe, which has a hippie vibe and a sign that says, "Imagine the world you want." As we talk, she starts to cry.
I don't really feel very hopeful that the money will go to create what's needed to help with social problems. It's so complicated and the problems are so entrenched.
She'd rather see the city invest in job training and mental health. Meanwhile, Jeshbatraj says the development will make it too expensive for current tenants to stay.
There's good people here who have put up with all these problems and suffered here that will be pushed out to another neighborhood just like this.
Doug, who made that makeshift memorial to Garner, says instead of rezoning the street, they should rename it Eric's Way. Jessica Gould, WNYC News.